don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Today is November 14th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have Mr. Suave Gotti, clear out of Cleveland, Ohio. Suave has become a pioneer in the hip-hop community, especially in Cleveland. Suave started to make his impact on the Cleveland music scene back in November of 1987. While attending John Marshall High School, he received high praise for his song called A Pink Gangster, grabbing the attention of 93.1 FM's Lynn Tolliver. He continued in 1995, coining the term DNA Little C, dropping a single with the same title. In 1998, Suave dropped a diss track directed at cannabis that received great reviews as well. However, Suave stumbled across something that would do more for Cleveland, for the Cleveland hip-hop scene than any song could do. He started hosting the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam, keeping the element of hip-hop prevalent. He has also kept GMS, Hood Famous DVD series, that evolved from his underground magazine entitled GMS, or Ghetto Mindset. His DVD series is still selling well, and Spitboxer's Freestyle Exam is popular amongst the hip-hop heads in Cleveland. And finally, the lifespan of an artist is determined whether or not Suave gives his stamp of approval. Suave is definitely a legend in the city of Cleveland. So just before we bring him on, let me welcome my co-host, Boyd, to the show.
Yeah, I just want to, first of all, thank everybody around the world who tunes into our radio show every Wednesday night. And I want to, before I bring my main man, Bob Gotti, on the show, I want to give a big shout-out to all our members in federal and state prison, men and women. And I want to give a big shout-out to all our soldiers out here in the street that's spreading the message and educating these youths about the life of the gangs, drugs, and violence, and turning their mind from negative to positive. And I also want to say that the newsletter goes out to 150 prisons across the country, federal and state men and women. And just one more announcement before I bring him on. I told the Real Big Meech mom that I will give a shout-out and awareness for both of her sons, Big Meech Flannery and her son Terry Flannery from BMF, Black Mafia. And we just want to show love to her and her family and let people know that she feels very strong, like others feel as well, that Big Meech and Terry should have a new trial. And the guy that was the lawyer, he's straight tripping, you know. So the Real Big Meech mom got a video clip on her page on Facebook. I put it on my Facebook page, and it done went viral, you know. So we asking people to reach out, learn more about what's happening with that right there, because there's so much injustice going on in the world. Like she said, she ain't saying both of her sons shouldn't do time, but definitely not no 30 years when my man, you know, we definitely think he sold them down the river, you know. So look into that, and we just wanted to give the Real Big Meech Flannery moms a big shout-out and to the whole Flannery family. You know, may God bless you all, and keep pushing for that injustice that's going on and for a new trial for Big Meech and Terry. And God bless from Rob and Lucinda Boyd. Now, without further ado, we'd like to bring our main man on and have him formally introduce himself, my man.
What's up, everybody? This is Suave Gotti. That's what I am known as in the streets amongst the hip-hop heads, amongst the the street dwellers and everything, they know me, you know, basically as I'm like the man who directs traffic, you know. So I'm just real happy to be here today with you guys because, you know, yes, indeed, you guys have put together a legendary show here, and the impact that your show has is very unique, but at the same time, it's authentic, man. And I'm real glad and happy to be here today with you guys, man. You know, expressing myself as far as, you know, about some of the things that goes on in the community and how I, you, and everybody else can, you know, can help to, you know, move these things along and a little bit smoother, and how we can just really, really come together, man, and help so that we all can really benefit from the knowledge of, like, people like you guys, because you guys definitely, you know, you guys definitely have a lot of insight and enlightenment, and I, you know, I like to think that I got a little bit myself, so I'm just glad to be here, y'all.
My man, and first of all, just want to tell the viewers that I had a chance to meet Suave Gotti in person, believe it was a couple months ago. I was in Ohio recording some shows for me and my wife's two TV shows we have there. And Suave, he came all the way from Cleveland to meet me and interview me on his show. And I thought that was a very honor to have him come all the way from Cleveland to Cincinnati. And he did it on the strength of, we want to give a big shout out to my man, Mr. Billing, who made that happen, who put me in touch with Suave. And he was a guest on me and my wife's radio show, and he told Suave about me, and he came right on down to meet me. So with that being said and this, Suave Gotti, I want you to let the people know, how did that come about when we met each other, and when we met each other, how that conversation and meeting was, and how things have progressed since then.
Well, what actually happened is my homeboy Twan Billings, who did like 13 in the box. He, you know, real brother Twan Billings is, man. He was like, you know, influential in bringing the Crips to Cleveland, Ohio, back in the late 80s. And he served his time, and when he got out, he had a change of heart. And somewhere along that line, he met you. And he was really, really, really elated about meeting you, because he comes to me, and he tells me that I gotta talk to you. I gotta, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, who is this guy? He's like, this guy, Rob Boyd. You gotta talk to him. You know, he says this guy's, you know, he's got real bones in the street, you know, but he's on this like serious positive movement. And I said, okay, so what's the movement? And I don't know if he the one who told me or when he plugged me up with you, but I know when I first heard that the streets don't love you back, man, I'm gonna keep it real, I was blown away. See, I don't know how many, see, people, whoever's listening to this show, they probably have heard that so much that that's normal, like the streets don't love you back. Listen, let's get something understood. I don't care if you've been listening to this show since the inception. That is not normal. Let's stop and say it slower and listen to what we're actually hearing. The streets do not love you back. So that means that you're loving it, and it's not loving you back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's powerful. That's what made me go down. That's what made me get in the car and drive 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? I had to, because I said, what brain devised and came up with this? What brain came up with this here? So we had to interview you for GMF Hood Famous TV, just off the strength of that name, because that name was, it just, you know, a lot of times when we name things, we have a tendency to name things because it sounds tough. You know what I'm saying? You know, we like, you know, Death Row. You know what I'm saying? Torture Chamber. You know, we like to name stuff that, you know, it sounds tough. Man, when I heard The Streets Don't Love You Back, I said, man, whoever named this done went beyond tough. Tough is like lower level. Tough would be like a D+ as compared to The Streets Don't Love You Back. Dude, I was like, man, that is some of the most powerfulest words I've heard describing the streets that I've ever heard. That's why I came down there I had to come interview, get that interview for our DVD. I'm going to just keep it real. That was the main thing. And then when I talked to Boyd, he's like the coolest guy in the world. He's like, what the hell? You used to do what? And you this cool? And you came up with this title? I need an address. What's the address? 17222. Boom, we there. GPS, we there. That's what happened. That's all it is, too. It ain't nothing else. That's it. You can keep it. Y'all can ask another question, though.
Right, and I definitely appreciate that, because before I knew it, Brother Gotti said, look, man, I'm on my way, man. I got something to do, and I'm supposed to be on top of some other things. He said, but look, me and my guy, we finna head down that way, man, before you get out of there.
I had to lay my eyes on the brother who had this, The Streets Don't Love You Back, man. I had to lay my eyes on you, for real. You was like Jesus Christ of the streets, man, for real. I said, I done met Jesus Christ of the streets. I said, let me get on down here, man, and see if he got... See if he got nails in his hand and nails in his feet. I had to come see you, brother.
Oh boy!
I thought I might have seen holes in your hand when you reached out to touch my hand. I'm gonna keep it real. I was expecting to see holes in your hand. Like, damn, dude.
Oh,
you know,
man,
what I'm
saying?
Wow! I'm telling you the
man.
Truth. I was expecting to see holes, man.
I want to tell the viewers today.
I was lightweight upset. I was like, wait a minute. This man ain't got no holes in his hands or nothing. I had to catch myself. You know what I'm saying?
You know, hey, one thing I can say about the Streets of Love You Back radio show here, we definitely have fun. We definitely let the viewers and we let the guests be who they are. And that's the greatest thing about life, when you let any individual be who they are, you know? And here at the show, we have great times, and we educate, but at the same time, we definitely like to have humor in life, too, because serious all the time is not a good look in life, you know?
We have to smile, we have to laugh.
So we appreciate that, Swab, you know what I mean? And
man,
like I said, it was an honor being on your show, man, you know, because you definitely before I knew it, you was like, look, man, don't go nowhere. I'm on my way.
We had to do that. We had to do that. And you know, after, you know, I brought my man down there to interview you, you know, while we filmed, and he was honored. You know, I was honored. Everything, man, was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It was written. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate that, man. We got a strong team up in Cleveland, Ohio, and we just want the viewers to know no sooner than me and Brother Gotti met, and we did what we had to do interview-wise, and we sat in and had a great conversation as well. Him and his guy also became members of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, and they pushed the movement real heavy up in Cleveland and beyond, where they reach as well. So he's not only a guest on our radio show, he's also a member of the movement as well.
That's right. I represent it to the fullest, man, because it's authentic. You know what I'm saying? It's authentic, man, and it's pure. So,
yes, sir.
You know, I represent it to the fullest.
I'm proud
of what y'all doing. I'm proud to be a part of it. You know what I'm
saying?
Me, myself, You know what I'm saying? When it comes to hip hop, I'm an aficionado. That's what I'm told anyway.
Okay.
And the thing about hip hop is real hip hop is designed to help the next man. That's really what
elevate.
It's elevate because the word hip. You know, like I remember when I was growing up. You know, if you hip somebody on or something, it meant you told somebody something that they didn't know. That's when
Amen.
You hip.
Amen.
You know, so if I need a job, I say, hey Rob, man, you know anybody hiring? Rob say, hey man, let me hip you on. You know they hiring on 123rd. You know what I'm saying? And you would hip
right.
me on. And then
without
if I act upon it. That's the hop. You know, hop means jump on it, nigga. You know, jump on it. Get on it.
All the way.
So you take the knowledge. You take the knowledge and you act upon it. That's hip-hop. So, if you know, and that's what I saw with you. Even though, you know, back in the day, whatever, you didn't have to be, like, listening to rap in the 80s or whatever. Nah, that's not what it was. The thing about it is now you have decided to, you know, to dedicate your life to hipping people on to a better way.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And that's hip hop. You know
all
what I'm saying?
Day.
But everybody, but people who don't know, they think hip hop is, hey man, what we gonna do? We gonna get money. That's not hip hop. That's rap.
Exactly.
What you're doing is hip hop.
My man.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that. And what I wanna do, Gotti, before we get into the strong interview with you. I want you to just share just a few 16s with the viewers right quick, man.
Okay. So everybody who doesn't know, let me explain you what I'm about to do. It's called a freestyle. And what a freestyle really is spontaneously creating and making up rhymes off of your head as you go along. It means it's nothing pre-planned. It's just making them up, and that's what he wants me to do, and that's what I'm going to do for you right now. So let's go right into it. This is a freestyle. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just going to say some things, okay? Now watch this. We're going to do it like this. Now, me, I ain't going to lie. I'm not in the 80s. I'm not Detroit. I'm not selling crack. I'm spitting raps. I'm representing the streets don't love you back. I keep it right and exact. If y'all listen very closely, when I flow, I never come whack. But I spit the type of stuff to make you come back. And it's all a cappella, blog talk radio. I don't need a drum track. Now peep it. I'm the lyrical, miracle, metaphysical, metabiblical. It's critical. Now here we go. Now, right now I'm holding a phone. Actually an Android. I got it on my right ear. Make them down south cats say, God damn, boy. Yeah, I'm good when it comes to representing the hood. But please don't get me misunderstood. Don't say that I couldn't when you know that I could. My man wanted me to spit a 16. And what's so funny, I've been rapping since I was 16 when I used to walk around in the hood sporting ripped jeans. But now me, I'm a little bit older, a little bit bolder. And if anybody don't want to try, step up, I give you the cold shoulder. I swear to God. When it comes to spitting these rhymes off of the mental, I'm so influential. I have so much potential. I don't need a pen, no pencil, no form of writing utensil. Now, right now me, they call me Suave, a little parlay. I'm a rough ombre. I'm old school like Sade. But right now I'm spitting a flow on the phone. That's what I'm on. I'm all man. You can check my chromosomes and my testosterone. Ain't nobody messing with me. Anybody who stepped to me with any form of discrepancy, you better be packing weaponry, because I will go through you like mental telepathy. You can get the coach and the referee. Super shout out to Lucinda. That's what I said when I tend to go, anyone try to offend her. I'm just saying, though. My homeboy Rob, he said, I'm going to let this dude spit a freestyle. He said, yo, spit one for us, Suave. So Suave said, okay, man, I'm going to spit 16, the lyrical routine. I do things. I can switch my flow style up like mood rings. And ain't nobody out there messing with me. I don't care who you are, where you live, what you want to do, where you want to give, whether you negative or positive. It doesn't really matter. My subject matter, to make matters worse, I cook it up like cake batter. Suave, the realest, the illest. I'm the guy to get Yeah, you know me. I'll start, man, because I could do this. This is what I'm saying. That's all freestyle, y'all. That's all freestyle. That's just messing
that's
all freestyle right
about.
There.
That's all
freestyle.
That's
all freestyle.
That's all freestyle. We giving much shout out to my man Swab. Got it for that. You feel me? So give him a hip hip hooray for that one right there. So we gonna get down to the real deal, Gotti,
okay.
And just want you to tell the viewers how did you come up and tell them a little bit about your life coming up in Cleveland. You know, from ground up.
Okay, 1981. I heard. I heard Sugar Hill Gang, and I thought it was fly, so I went and wrote me a little rhyme. It was like, you know, after I heard the Sugar Hill Gang, my rhyme was, it's your first day at junior high, pick up your books and say bye-bye, you're beginning to cry because you're all alone. There was something wrong along those lines. I was just talking, because I was getting ready to go to junior high. I was in sixth grade, 81. So I did my little rap thing, but rap was kind of lightweight playing out to me. You know, I was listening to electronic music now, stuff like, you know, Pac Jam and Pumpkin. I was into that stuff because really rapping was starting to play out. It wasn't really popping. And then in 84, I heard UTFO come out with the song and went like this. Yo, EMD, yeah, what's up, man? Digga that girl they call Roxanne. She's so stuck up. Why did you say that? Because she wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. So, and that's when I knew I was going to be a rapper, after I heard that right there. Super shout out to Kango from UTFO, which I've had the privilege of kicking it with recently. So after that, I started rapping. Now I was in 10th grade in 85. Some dudes in South High School in Cleveland, you know, they were following me around, acting like they was, like, you know, loving me. And they really was just, you know, taking, you know, sizing me up, and they took me apart, hurt my feelings. So I went and got me a rhyming dictionary, started practicing even more, caught them at the end of the school year at South High, tore them apart. Then the next year, 86, I was rapping like LL Cool J, running around Cleveland with the big words. I was at a park called Woodhill Park in Cleveland. A dude named Bango the B-Boy Outlaw came up there, tore me apart. I thought me and him was cool because I always saw him in the streets of Cleveland, so, you know, I was hurt. So now I had a vendetta against him, and I started working on my punchlines and my battle rap skills. Caught up to him at the spot called The Plush on Miles Avenue, battled him for about an hour now, you know, straight, because I had got better. And next thing you know, I know, 87, I come out with a song called The Pink Gangster, which basically came from watching the Pink Panther a lot. I used to like the Pink Panther. So drug dealer named King Street in Cleveland, he put my music out. But they didn't expect me to blow up. They had me on the opposite side of some singing chicks who had a song called It's Your Occupation. So they were really supposed to be blowing up the singing chicks. I was just, you know, like something to put on the other side. Singing chicks ain't do nothing. My song blew up in Cleveland. Now I'm 17 years old in high school, the only cat in Cleveland with his song on the radio. So, you know, I thought I was some type of pimp or something. So I was going around acting stupid, making babies. Then after I graduated, I told the label they could go to hell because they wasn't paying me fast enough. I'm waiting at the bus, man, with fine broads because I ain't got no money and I ain't out here doing nothing illegal. And all the dope boys was riding by in their cars honking at me and my, you know, honking at my girl. So I'm like, I need some money. Dudes ain't give me no money fast enough. I come to find out from one of my friends, dude, you ain't 18 years old and your parents ain't signed that contract. Contract's no good. So I walked on the record label. Went and got me a job because after I walked on them, you know, I didn't know what to do. So when he got me a job, worked that for a year. That was the longest I ever had a regular job. Moved to Atlanta in like 91. Seen how Atlanta was doing the underground scene. And it was like, man, these dudes is just doing it. I was wondering why people in Cleveland weren't doing it like this. So after a year in Atlanta, 1992, I came back. 93, I think I threw my first rap battle in Cleveland. It was a success. I made some money. I didn't know what to do. That was the first time I made independent money, and I never looked back since then. 1995, I took my city, Cleveland, spelled it backwards, DNA Level C. Made a song called DNA Level C. It blew up. 93FM was playing it heavily. If anybody knows, back in that time, 93FM was a major black radio station. So I was, you know, I was putting this, like, every time I put 100 other tapes in a store, it would sell out. So I was making my little money because I was the one dubbing up the tapes, putting them in the stores, making my money. Things was going good with that. And about around 1998, I heard Cannabis Diss LL. I said to myself, I like this Cannabis dude. He really can rap, but I felt like he was holding back when he dissed L. So I got mad off of that. I said, you going to diss the dude, diss him for real. So I dissed Cannabis so I could get me a little shine. 93FM was playing the heck out of that. So all these cats around Cleveland was, you know, like, wow. Then I came out with my first magazine called the GMS Ghetto Mind State. I was selling that for $150, only $150. I was selling out. But eventually, in like 98, I stopped. Started in 97. No, by 99, I stopped. Then I got in a movie called Hip Hop for Life, which was about the Cleveland underground battle scene. 2001, I went and created the real battle scene in Cleveland because I didn't see where that was going, you know, where that was really happening. So it looked like a movie was like a fantasy. So I was like, nah, man, I don't want people to see this movie and say, where they doing that in Cleveland, and they're not doing that. So I went and started throwing rap battles every week, and it was called the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam. And wound up getting sponsorship from Scion Automotives, which is a Toyota company. Got the cover of some magazines in Cleveland. Got my man Lil Chico in there battling Quest McCody, because we wound up being Cleveland versus Detroit. Got him in the Source magazine. Spitboxing was blowing up, doing well, did it for a lot of years. Kind of stopped in 2006. Started the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, for anybody's familiar with it. Started that with Derek Loran Jackson. And we threw the first one in 2006. It's real pretty big right now. Started a next thing called the Ohio Mixtape Awards, which is what I'm doing now. On the 24th, I have the next one here in Cleveland at Club Earth. And I've been doing a spitboxing sparingly since 2006. Got a lot of footage, getting ready to come out with a documentary on that. And in 2010, we started our own DVD magazine called GMS Hood Famous TV. Does very well around here, because I only put authentic people on there. That's the reason why Rob Boy made it on the cover. And other than that, I think y'all pretty much got my whole history right there. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I'm the guy that, if, you know, whatever, when it's time to make some serious moves, make things happen, you know, I'm the guy to get. I got down with a crew called the Ill Style Rockers, which was like a B-boy crew out of Akron. And they've gotten me around the world in different places. Super shout out to Forrest Get'em Gump and Dre Live and Bobby Blaze and Dome, because that's like my real hip hop family right there. And they really have, you know, they've had me all the way up in Brampton, Ontario, you know, getting paid, doing beautiful things. And you know, I really got a lot of appreciation for what they've done for me. So that's pretty much, you know, my thing. And for 8 years also, from 2001 to 2009, I've taught hip-hop in schools. I've taught people how to freestyle, the true essence of hip-hop in schools. And I was actually affiliated with a company called the Progressive Arts Alliance in Cleveland, which is like pretty big company. When it, you know, they bought Grandmaster Flash here. They bought, you know, people here from the Rocksteady crew, stuff like that. So I was affiliated with them for 8 years teaching hip-hop. So that's just a little bit of my background right there.
My man, And now I want to ask you, Suave, what kept you away from the gangs, the drugs, and the violence coming up? Because I'm hearing that you always was a young guy that was a love of music. So tell the viewers, what kept you away from that violent lifestyle?
Well, what kept me away, for me personally, number one would be the rapping. I say number two would be the martial arts, because I didn't mention that, but I took up Chinese Kung Fu for 8 years. And, you know, it was just, you know, my Kung Fu teacher, that wouldn't have fit, you know. You know, my Kung Fu teacher, super shout out to Bruce Ledger, Shaolin Kung Fu. You know, they always stress individualism. So it just didn't fit. And then the rapping, you know, to me, a lot of times people get in gangs and stuff because they want to be somebody and they want attention. Well, I was getting all that off the rapping. So I say the rapping and the martial arts and just really being blessed, man. God just, that wasn't his, you know, calling for me. You know,
amazing.
It was like a lot of the people, I'm going to keep it real with you. A lot of the people who so-called ran the gangs around me, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about y'all other cities, but a lot of the cats that ran the gangs around me, they look like klutz to me. They look like dunces. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, but, I mean, it's not good. They look like jerks to me. So that helped me, too. I'm looking like, mm-hmm. I ain't about to run into no jerk. I mean, like, I'm just keeping it real. Maybe it could be Cleveland. I don't care. Whatever it was to my benefit, but the dude's looking like klutz to me. I was like, man, I'm not about to, that dude ain't about to be my leader for nothing. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a lot of klutz, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was all, but at the end of the day, God, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
exactly.
That's really all it is. I mean, all the other stuff sound cool, but obviously it was other cats that didn't see that, and they wound up in it. So what kept me out of it? God, man.
By the
way, he made it unattractive to me. And that's a beautiful thing. I can look back now, because if he would have made it attractive to me, I'm here to tell you, I would have been in it. I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd have been in it. So I ain't about to stay here and talk fly like somebody might do. Oh, well, I was just, nigga, whatever. If it would have been attractive to me, I would have been in it. But he blessed me to where it wasn't attractive. It didn't attract
right.
me. That's why I wasn't
so,
in it.
Touch on this for a minute. You know, all the gangster rap and videos nowadays, you know, they do glamorize the gangster lifestyle. So
right.
what's your opinion of that, and what could you tell the youth about that?
Well, I'll tell you like this. First of all, you know, everybody wants glory. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants glory. Everybody wants to feel like they have lived.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. At the end of the day, you know, a person wants to feel like they made some type of mark in the world, because, you know, nobody wants to feel like, yo, man, I didn't exist, man, I didn't live. And a lot of times the negativity is what, gives that level of existence. You know, it's like my parents ignore me. You know, and if I do good, they still ignore me. They say, oh, that's good. You know, that ain't what I want, man. You know, but when I act a fool, smack somebody in their face, you know what I'm saying? You know, now y'all coming to my, you know, hey. So I'm now recognizing I'm getting more attention doing negative than positive.
Right.
So that's the reason why a lot of people do negative, is because they get more attention than they do when they do positive. So, you know, like I said, everybody wants glory. Everybody wants to be the man or the woman. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, negativity will give you that feeling instantly. You can get that feeling quicker than anything else. And that's the reason why that lures people in, because, you know, I mean, I could shoot somebody in their back right now, and then you say, yeah, you the man? So I want to, I mean, wow, I can, you know, I ain't got to go to school for that. I ain't got to go learn no subjects or nothing for that. All I got to do is shoot this cat in his back, and now you telling me I'm the man. And that's really what it's all about, because everybody wants glory. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is it takes somebody who knows better. You got to step in, man, and you got to at least put something out there. You know what I'm saying? You got to elevate the game. You can't just let that person only see one side of it. You got to come out there and let them know that, man, look here, getting locked up forever, that ain't no glory, man. That ain't no glory. Somebody telling you you the king, but you locked up. What type of king is locked up, man? Don't you recognize that that's an oxymoron? That ain't fitting. Them don't fit. Them pieces don't fit right there. Somebody done tricked you. You can't be a king and locked up, man. That's what y'all don't recognize. Ain't no king locked up. Slaves is locked up, man. Don't trick yourself, man. Oh, I'm a king locked up. You ain't no king locked up. Kings don't get locked up. At no time, man, when you playing chess, does the king get locked up? You might lose the game because you don't know how to play chess, but the king don't get locked up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? For real. What is you talking about? If you get locked up, that's just God saying, fool, you're not a king. It is what it is, or a queen. You're not. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part of The Wire. If any of y'all ever watched The Wire, you know what I'm saying? The first episode, when D was out there with them dudes trying to teach him how to play chess, he told him at the end, he said, listen, a pawn stays a pawn, a king stays a king. Everybody stays what they are.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? A pawn don't turn into a king, neither does a king turn into a pawn. They stay, everybody stays what they are. That's what it's all about. So when I'm talking to the youth or whoever, first of all, I'm going to let them know, look here, man, I know you want glory. I know you want to feel like you're living. You want to feel like you're alive. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to say, first of all, man, you got to understand that there's a trick and there's a treat. Just like Halloween. Which one do you want? Do you want the trick or do you want the treat? If you want the trick, you can get that right now. But you got to pay for the trick. The trick, nothing is free. If you want the treat, you got to pay for that too. But guess what? You pay for it now with blood, sweat, and tears. If you want the trick, I give it to you right now. But you're going to have to pay for that with your soul. So which one do you want? That's what it all boils down to. That's why you got people doing 30 years to life, because they got the trick, and now they paying for it with their soul. Because whenever you getting locked up, man, till you 60 years old, you might as well say, man, you've been locked up for life.
Right.
That's life. You know what I'm saying? Talking about when you get out here. When you get out here 60, you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
When you get out at 60, you ain't doing nothing. You looking for you a nice chair to sit in. You ain't doing nothing. You have been locked up for life. So that means you accepted the trick. Life is all about the trick or the treat. Every day is Halloween. That's what people need to recognize. It ain't just October 31st. Every day is Halloween because everybody's wearing a mask.
That's true.
Everybody's wearing a mask.
That is real.
You can look at the corniest dude ever. Look at him, man. This dude corny. Look at them glasses. That dude might take your life.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? But he look corny to you. That ain't gonna help you none when you land in that box. Oh man, a corny dude took my life, man. Oh hell no, I can't believe this. A corny dude. Ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. You dead. Shut up, man. Die. Nobody trying to hear that. You understand what I'm saying? It's a disguise, man. These bodies we're wearing, they're not real. They're a disguise. Everybody, every day is Halloween. You know what I'm saying? You meet this girl, oh, she looks so good, she looks this, man, that don't mean nothing. Because a lot of times the girl or the guy you marry, they don't look like what you envisioned when you were young for being your wife or your husband. But guess what? They are what you need because they're right. And you love them because they're right. All that old looking like, man, that look at here, man. This game, the whole thing about the streets and all that, man, all of it's an illusion. It doesn't exist. You're the streets. And when you fall for the okie doke, it is what it is. It's either the trick or the treat. So that's what I got to tell anybody. Okay, you want the streets? You can have the streets. But you got to get the whole thing, though. You want the streets? You get the whole thing. You can't take a part of it. You can't just get the fake glory or the fake love. You got to take what comes with that. And a lot of times, prison or death comes with
that. Exactly.
Prison or death comes with that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's all a trick, yo. This shit, none of this is real. The only thing is real is God. Everything
Amen.
Else is fake.
Amen. Speaking on
and
this
I don't,
show,
and listen,
man.
That's how it works. That's how it works, man.
Bottom line,
you know,
if you're going to accept the glory, you got to accept the pain to roll with
you
it.
Gotta, you got to pay, baby.
Yes,
everybody,
sir.
Nobody rides for free.
No, sir. Not on the train.
Nobody rides
at all.
For free. That's why I love the movie King of New York. That's why I love the movie King of New York.
You cannot jump on the train.
I love the movie King of New York. No, that's that. Nobody rides for free, my friend.
Yeah,
you know
not at
saying?
All, my brother.
And the biggest lie, and the biggest lie ever told is the one you tell yourself. Nobody can ever tell you a bigger lie than the one you tell yourself. I can't make up a lie. I can't make up a lie on this phone right now bigger than a lie you'll tell yourself.
And you
I can't
tell
even
yourself
think of
all the time, I got
come
to
on,
keep
man.
Rolling. I got to keep rolling. And when the people come, it's definitely yeah, game over. You know
the
what
biggest,
I mean?
The biggest lie anybody could ever tell themselves is they the man.
Oh,
that's
no,
the that's one of the biggest lies you could ever tell you the man. Are you for real?
Because they coming for that man. They coming for him. When you say you him... They don't, like you said, they don't want the pawn or the rook. They want the king.
Yeah.
And that's what they're coming after, you know? And
I
that's
think...
why I'm glad you brought that up tonight, Swab, because, you know, we must continuously, I mean continuously, man, educate these youths and others, man, that,
of
you
course.
Know, the drug trade, all of that, man, that shit is all a dead end, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a great trick, though. Remember, we were talking trick or treat.
All
it's
day.
Trick. It's a great trick, you know. Halloween.
Yeah.
You want Halloween, you get all the Halloween you want.
You
but
can,
all,
you
don't
can
never,
ask,
but never forget. Don't never forget. What'd you say?
You can ask any guy or any woman who done been in the drug game, and if they still living, they'll tell you the bottom line is this here, my brother and sister. The streets definitely don't love you back. So
streets
look
don't
where
love
I'm
you
at.
Back. Streets
I'm,
don't love
I'm
you
either
back.
Doing life. I'm either doing life or I got a long stretch or I ain't here to tell you about nothing because I'm dead. You know what I mean? We must start letting these young youths know that education is the way to get up on that hill. Education is the way to get anything you want in life because you can have money and be uneducated. You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
still
That's
be
right.
in a trick bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's still trick or treat. However
That's
you look
right.
at it. Halloween
That's
is 365
right.
days a year.
Halloween is every day, huh? Halloween
yeah,
is every day.
365. You know what I mean? And we have to understand that. And I hope when people tune into the show tonight that they get a real good view of what my man Swab Gotti brought to the table. The government, the DEA, the CIA, the feds, the homeboys in the street, the homegirls in the street, it's all a trick or treat, bro.
It's trick or
and
treat,
it's a
baby.
Three, it's a 365 all
yeah.
day long. I
yeah.
don't care how you, I don't care how you try to erase the numbers and you turn, you know what I mean, 12 months around or upside down, it's still gonna turn into 365. You
yeah.
feel me?
Yeah.
And I hope you're listening because trying to be a drug dealer. Hey, I'm just telling you, it ain't a good look, my brothers and sisters.
I mean, the thing, like I say, man, You know, the thing, like I say, it's easy. And the thing about it, man, none of us were ever born really for anything that's easy. See, if it was about anything easy, man, we didn't have to be born. We could have just stayed, you know, we could have just stayed in limbo. You know, when you're born, you know, the price to pay for being born is you're going to have to deal with something hard. I'm just keeping it 100. The price to pay for being born, man, see, people don't recognize, man, when, you know, when you were in your mama's, you know, body, when you were her fallopian tubes and all that, you had all of those other brothers and sisters fighting to reach that egg. None of them made it. You're the one who made it. That was survival. That's the ultimate survival of the fittest. And what we don't recognize is, so, you know, you okay, so you're going to be born. You're born. Why are you born? Well, I'll tell you right now, one of the reasons why you're born is because you're going to have to deal with that test. You're going to have to deal with hardship. If you can't deal with hardship, I need to let you know something right now. You a sucker. You weak. And you soft. All right, get that understood right now. That's all it is to it. I don't care who you shoot. I don't care how much dope you sell. I don't care what you do. At the end of the day, when ain't nobody around and you in that room by yourself, you know you soft, man. You know you ain't passed the test. Because the real test, man, it's all about survival. When you locked up, you're not surviving. I mean, keeping it real, you're not surviving. You know what I'm saying? Rob, Mr. Boyd, you know what I'm saying? He's blessed. He's surviving. Because really, in reality, to survive, man, you got to be positive. You're not going to survive being negative. Y'all out there already know when a negative person come your way, what you want to do? You want to kill them. So y'all already know. Ain't no negativity don't survive. Negativity has its time and then it's gone. Positivity does not die. This is what y'all don't recognize. Positivity don't die. But y'all think, oh, what about Martin Luther King? Or what about I said, man, look here. How many people still talking about Martin Luther King? How many still talking about Ray Ray off the block who sold dope who got killed back in 89? Nobody. Maybe two people. Oh, that was my dude. Every once in a while. Come on, dude. The whole world still talking about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Amen. Amen.
Positivity don't die. Y'all need to recognize that. Y'all been fooled, man. You negative, and when you die, you just another statistic.
Nobody knows you.
Nobody knows you, man. You ain't famous.
Like Jay the Kid said, they're like they spliff, and after the day over with, he ain't even talked about it. She ain't even talked about it no more.
Come on, man.
Because they didn't leave a positive legacy for nobody to even talk about.
Exactly,
you know?
Man. You ain't left us nothing to talk about, man. Negativity got a wall, man. Positivity has no walls.
It rolls.
Negativity has a wall.
Never been. Yeah, man, you know. And that was one of my things. And that was one of my things, Swab. I always wanted to be, you know, a person that, you know, left something in life, man. You know what I mean? I wanted to, you know, for people to always be able to say, Rob Boyd did this, Rob Boyd did that, and he left something, you know. And then when I met my wife, you know what I mean, it became a unit, man, because she wanted to do a lot of things, and she had a lot of things on her mind. So we blended that together, man, like gumbo, you know. And everything dealing with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, we built that together from scratch. You know what I mean? Nobody did nothing. Nobody did anything. We did that from scratch, man, and we introduced it to the world. And once we introduced it to the world embraced us, you know what I'm saying, on a global level. So we thank God for that, man, you know what I mean?
Well,
you know, our name will be talked about way after we dead and gone.
Man, well, first of all, I'm going to keep it real. First of all, y'all the ultimate couple, okay? And it scares me. It's scary. You guys scare me. When I think about you guys, I say Lucinda and Boyd is the ultimate couple. I don't understand. That's scary. You know, in this new society, people are married for like a year and then they divorce. You guys, you guys are the, I don't know, man. This is scary, man. You're scaring the heck out of me, man. I'm trying to think of the couple off TV that could even remind me of you guys. I don't, no, it can't be the Honeymooners. I mean, that's cool. But y'all better than that, man. I don't even know what to compare you to. I don't, I would say Archie Bunker, but I think, I don't know. I think Archie died or something. I don't know. You guys are the ultimate couple. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a matter of fact, y'all remember the odd couple? Y'all the God couple. So, you know, y'all the ultimate couple. I mean, it is what it is. And it's scary.
We appreciate
because,
that.
You know, it's scary. Seriously.
It's like every day, man, you know, the blessing of it all is that when my wife, we first met, you know what I'm saying, we wasn't even thinking about no being together. She was just a young lady who seen that they had messed up my book, you know. And she redid the whole Streets Don't Love You Back book for me. And that's how me and my wife
both
think.
Well, let me tell
you the truth. Hey, Rob, is that back when you thought you was Puerto Rican? Because I remember you told me you thought you was Puerto Rican back in the day.
Oh, Lord.
No, actually, Rob said he fell in love with me at first sight, but I was like, no, I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm not going to get in a relationship.
I ain't want to go into
that. That's what I'm talking about. You don't.
He's like, no, God told me you're going to be my wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's
did.
What I'm talking about, man. I like how she came on. She was dogging you. That's what I'm talking about. Real women dog. Let me tell you something. Real women dog the man first. I don't care. It is what it is. Real women are going to tell the nigga. I'm going to keep it real. It is what it is. Don't nobody got to like what I'm saying. It don't nobody got to like. A real woman mess around and be like, man, look, nigga, you ugly. That's hot. Y'all mess around and be married forever, but she told you when y'all first hooked up, man, you ugly. That's how that works. I'm telling you the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. That's how it works. She be a dog, you. It's just the fact that you didn't, you know, you hung in there, though. You was like, man, I'm cool. That's all right. She could call me ugly, man, but that's my wife. That's how they work. My mama told me when she looked at my daddy, she was like, this nigga crazy. I don't want this stupid nigga. I said, okay, well, here I am. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. But all that old, ooh, girl, he's fine. And, ooh, girl, he the man. That's that sucker stuff. I'm going to keep it real.
Right.
That's that sucker stuff. Them marriages don't last long. But the men with the girls are like, this trickhead, this nigga's a sucker. Them marriages stay forever. And that's what she did. She looked at you. She looked at you, Rob. She was like, man, I'll beat your ass.
I'll beat you. No, sir.
You say no. When you say Rob, no, sir.
Oh, no. Nowhere in history. You couldn't even pull that out of 365. For real.
But Rob, we became friends first, you know. And yes, Rob was persistent, and he said, no, God told me this. And, you know, and eventually it was the way he treated me. He treated me with a lot of love and a lot of respect.
Right.
And that gained my trust and my confidence. And as we became friends and worked together on everything, it just happened. You know, it was God's plan. And then look what he did to us. He gave us the Streets Don't Love You Back and everything that we're doing.
Oh, my God. I love it. Every time I hear the name, it's inspiration.
Yeah. So
that name is inspiration,
man.
Yeah,
it's just truly a blessing to meet somebody like the missus, and she believed in me, you know what I'm saying, and God come from this dark world, you know, and somebody that believed in me, because really, you know, I'd always believed in other people, but nobody believed in me, you know, far as, you know, everybody ready to sell drugs, you know what I'm saying, everybody want to know when the pack coming in, you know what I'm saying, but for somebody to believe in me on something positive and, you know,
that was brand new for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was totally brand new for me because I was always the one giving, all the believing and, you know, doing a lot of different things, man, you know. But with her, you know, it became a thing where, you know, I had somebody that was willing to take another step with me, and the step I always wanted to take, like I told you, was to, you know, when I left this world, man, I wanted to be known for doing something right, not no cat that sold drugs and did shit in the street and all that crazy mess, you know what I mean? We all make mistakes in life, but I wanted to do something to show others that you can change, you can be something in life. You don't have to be, you know, when you're dead and gone, you know, somebody talk about you a few minutes, or he was just a drug dealer or a gangster and this, that, and other. Then nobody even say your name for 5 or 6 years, you know what I mean? And
right.
Now what me and my wife has built, you know, our name will be talked about way after we dead and gone, you know what I mean? Our
right.
books is in libraries all over the country, you know what I mean?
Right.
We got the Streets and Love You Back movement. We got the radio show. We got the clothesline. We got the TV shows. I mean, we could go on and on. We got the newsletter that's in 150 prisons, and it's steady growing. That started out in 3 prisons, you know? Now it's in 150 prisons. Men and women, fed and state. So it's just like it's God's working, it's God's doing. And just like I used to love doing wrong, I definitely love doing right. I definitely love doing God's work, you know what I mean? Because when you're in the street life, you got to love it, or you can't be out there in it, you know what I mean? You got
to
love it, or you can't
What I come to find out that blew my mind, y'all, this is just between me and y'all. Anybody else that's listening that get it, you know what I'm saying, that's an extra. What I come to find out is this, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, everybody wants to think they're brave. Nobody wants to be a coward, as they think. But let's put a definition on that. First of all, a coward is not a person who's scared to do wrong. A coward is a person who's scared to do right.
Yeah.
Amen.
You understand? So if I come to you and say, hey, man, let's go shoot up this house, man. There's a bunch of old ladies living in there. You say, come on, let's go. Understand something. If you said no to me, you would not be a coward, because that's some wrong shit to do. I just want to get y'all to understand, because I think a lot of times a person winds up doing the dumbest shit in the world is because you think that, you know, if you don't do it, you're a coward. You need to understand the only time you're a coward is when you're scared to do right.
Amen.
Exactly.
So I just want to put that out there. Because what y'all doing right. And y'all ain't scared. Y'all are showing bravery. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need more of. You know what I'm saying? We need more brave people. You know, if I say, no, let's go rob a bank. Whoever's listening to me right now, if I could tell you right now, let's go rob a bank, and you say, come on, you're not brave. You know what I'm saying? You're technically probably a coward, because doing wrong, anybody can do that. There's nerds out there I could get to do wrong. Ain't nothing special about that. What's special is doing right, and that's what y'all are doing with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. That's the brave people. And that's why I'm on this show right now. I don't run with cowards. I don't run with cats that'll burn a house down with people in it. Because you're not brave. That's a coward move. The people that's in the house don't know nothing about it.
Right.
So we ain't did nothing, you know what I'm saying, brave. We just set, man, don't take nothing to pour some gasoline around the house and set a fire and burn the people up in there. That's not bravery. Bravery would be helping the people in those house to get, you know, to find a place to stay because of whatever. That's bravery. We did
Amen.
Right. Somebody, you know, somebody going to look at us and say, man, why y'all do that, man? Y'all stupid, man. What we did, that's the bravery. Doing right is what's bravery.
Amen.
You know, and what y'all doing is bravery, man. I you know what I'm saying? I just want to let y'all know. I'm real proud of what y'all doing, and I already know y'all ain't going to stop, because people like you understand this principle as well. Successful people recognize there is no, watch this, what I mean this, y'all, there is no such thing as a quitting line. It's only a finish line. It's only a finish line. There's no such thing as a quitting line.
Oh, no.
What the hell is a quitting? I'm going to ask y'all right now, what the hell is a quitting line?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Successful people people recognize there's no such thing as a quitting line. It's only a finish line.
Yeah, God's people take cat naps. We don't take long sleeps because there's too much work to do.
You ain't never lie.
It's too much work to do, man. And I just want to
Lucinda, the streets don't love you back.
Amen.
Right.
So we just want to say, man, we really thank you for coming on the show tonight, Swab. And if there are any shout-outs you would like to give, let the people know, you know?
Here's my shout-outs right now. I want to send a shout-out to anybody out there that is brave enough to do right. That's my shout-out. My name is Swab Gotti. I represent GMS, Hood Famous TV, Spitboxers Freestyle Exam, and anybody out there who's not scared to do right. Those are my shout-outs, man. Thank y'all for having me on y'all's show. I enjoyed myself so much, I'm about to go smack my dog. I'm about to go smack the hell out of my dog. You know, I'm just going to walk up on the dog. I'm not scared of my dog biting me. I'm just going to smack the shit out of him because I'm so happy because y'all show. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not scared of no dog. If I get my arm bit off, it's worth it. I love y'all show, man. This show is the best show ever.
I thank you, man.
Y'all are number one. And then number two is the Johnny Carson show when he was living. So I say number one is the Streets Don't Love You Back. Number two, Johnny Carson. Number three, Arsenio Hall. It's like that, yeah. I'm just saying the truth. Ain't nothing funny, Lucinda. This is the truth.
Man.
Thank y'all for having me, man. God bless y'all, man.
If people want to get in touch with you, Swab.
If anybody wants to reach me, all I want to say is please follow, check me out on Facebook at Hood Famous TV or Swab Gotti, SUAVEGODDI. No T's. Do not put no T's nowhere. Swab Gotti, or you can hit me on Twitter at Hood Famous TV. Hood Famous TV. Or Instagram, Hood Famous TV. Or if you're really serious about getting at me and you want to hook something up, you can even call me at 216-322-1857. And I love, you know what I'm saying, to connect with you on some real stuff. Super shout out to the Streets Don't Love You Back. Anybody out there, I'm going to tell you something. When you're really on your dean for real, your accidents will be better than the average nigga's on purpose. Always remember that. Your accidents will be better than the average nigga's on purpose. Thank y'all for having me today. And I look forward, man, to interacting with everybody real soon again, man.
All right, man. We appreciate you coming to the show, man. And God bless and tell the family.
God bless y'all.
Love.
It's on, right. Y'all. Peace. Right,
peace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was, Mr. Swab Gotti out of Cleveland and also a member of our movement. And we just want to also say this is our fourth annual toy drive coming up next month. And you can get all that information on the Streets Don't Love You Back movement page at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And also, you might want to go to our online store as well and get some gifts in our store for your loved ones and do your early Christmas shopping. We have a lot of great gifts. We got hoodies. We got thermal shirts. We got short-sleeve shirts, long-sleeve shirts. We got sweatsuits and hats. I mean, we got a lot going on. And go check us out as well. And we definitely want to make sure we put some smiles and a whole lot of smiles on young kids' face this year as well, you know. And also we want to give a big shout-out to the Central Center over there in Dominican Republic. We've teamed up with them as well on the international level, so we want to give them a big shout-out as well. And also we just want to once again thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night on the radio show. And we have a whole lot going on, and a whole lot of things we do to give back. So we can't say it all, but all the information is right there on our website. Once again, at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And there's so many people to thank, so we just like to thank everybody. God bless.
And thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night. Remember, you can hear us live every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern time. And we're going to go out tonight with a song by Arby and Struggle. You played yourself. Have a great week. Remember, the streets don't love you back. And we'll be back with you next Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Aken Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to the clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Greg is knocking you out like rubber, touching does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your budget just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Brother, you better not run up. Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of this dope business. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You want it out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls. It wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool?
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your help? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you too. That left you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides, not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my face. But you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
You played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be struggling against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and what wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick and slew with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no heat and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga, bro. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. My partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player?
Come on.
I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Us boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things when it coming in, when it coming in.